This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Former President Donald Trump took the stage in Aurora about 20 minutes ago. Benta Berkland is there.
I ended up talking to the first person in line who arrived here at noon yesterday and has been up all night. Didn't sleep, but excited to be here for his first Trump rally. Supporters say they're just excited to see him in Colorado, hoping to hear him talk about immigration, the economy, and one person described it as, you know, kind of like a rock concert mentality with so many Trump supporters here decked out in all their gear.
CPR's Benta Berkland. You can find more coverage of Trump's visit at CPR.org. The Regional Transportation District is finally planning to restore more bus and train service that was cut during the pandemic. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
RTD is staffing up its bus and train driver ranks. And soon, bus lines across the metro may run more often or for longer hours. Those include the line from Boulder to DIA, the LD between Longmont and downtown Denver, and the 24 on University Boulevard in Denver. On the rail side, the E and H light rail lines would return to 15-minute service, though track repairs that are slowing trains are still happening. The plan will go into effect in January if it gets final approval from the RTD board. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC at 206.